Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Funny First Impressions. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, at AOA Jr., and joining me is Christmas after Valentine's Day weekend, Joey Noel.
Hello.
Joey, how are you doing?
Good. This is my first time being on the show. Totally didn't know that there was like a little whole little intro thing.
Oh, yeah. This is something I put together myself because I was lucky to be the one to like start off the first impressions. Mm-hmm. And so I get to set the tone.
What I say
is intros.
I don't think you were the deciding factor on that one, Bless.
No?
I think we had an intro prepped for this one before.
No, I wrote this by myself.
He wrote all the music.
Yeah. Well, not the music. I didn't write the music.
I'm talking about the actual intro.
Oh, you're talking about the intro. Are you talking about the music intro or are you talking about like the script like
both?
This is a show. This is going on the Gamescast feed. Of course, this is Kind of Funny First Impressions where we take a look at the new games we're playing and give you our first thoughts and feelings. You can access it live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, except right now we're not live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames because of embargoes. This is going live. Well, I guess this is live when you see it.
Yeah.
And so you can get this specific episode on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or on podcast services around the globe on the Gamescast feed.
See.
Today, we're playing. Well, we're not playing. We're actually watching something we played a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Persona 5 Royal for the PS4.
Whoa!
Yeah. So me and you, Joey, we went to LA.
Had a fun little trip.
Had a great trip.
Some travel snafus.
Very smooth
about
trip.
That before.
Nothing wrong happened. It was a great time. We went.
Everybody knew their flights.
Went to Hollywood.
Went to the exact right airports.
Went to the exact right terminals and everything. But yeah, we went to LA, went to a preview event, and we played some Persona 5 Royal.
We did. I was very excited for the opportunity to do this. It's been, I want to say, like almost 2 years since I finished Persona. So it's been.
Sounds about right.
It's been a while since I've jumped back into it.
Yeah, so same for me.
The first little bit was like, what are the controls? What am I doing? How does this work?
Yeah. So like the way they had it set up where there are like four different saves mm-hmm. where we could jump in. And so they had one towards, I guess, the middle of the Kamoshida dungeon. They had one toward the end and then they had one out in the world and they had another one. And so we were allowed to like pick and choose like, okay, where do we want to start off? And yeah, I also started off in Kamoshida's dungeon and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing because it's been 2 or 3 years since I've actually played this game because I beat it when it first came out. And so I have my pre-recorded gameplay. I edited it down to the more interesting bits because I got to capture about 45 minutes. But a lot of it is stuff that we've already seen because for people who aren't initiated, mm-hmm. what's the difference between Persona 5 and Persona 5 Royal?
So Persona 5 Royal has an additional semester that somehow is in the middle of the game, from what I recall. Right?
It's because after Christmas,
there's that time jump, right?
You kind of do a bunch of jumps. Like you get to important dates, but there's like a whole gap in between Christmas and then the end of the school year where you leave.
Yeah,
essentially.
I think it'll be interesting to see a lot of different things with that. I never played Persona 4. Golden.
Yeah.
So, and you have, correct?
I played Golden. I've not played original Persona 4, so I'm not sure all the differences between those two, but this is essentially a similar thing where it is like, this is the expanded version of Persona 5 with
you get
more
another
story
party
content.
Member.
Yeah, there's a new character.
Added. She looks dope.
Yeah, she's going to be in like the second half of this gameplay, and I really like her character.
I don't know about you, but I had like minimal interaction. I had like one conversation with her.
I had one scene with her,
stills and like character art that they released for her is really cool.
Yeah. So this right here, sorry to interrupt you, but is an introduction to the new mechanics or new mechanic in the dungeon, which is the whatchamacallit?
Grappling hook.
The grappling hook, yeah. Which then allows you to get to new areas and find new secrets.
Yeah.
And so there's like the first, I'm assuming this is the first instance of it happening in the game where you get to use it. And so I hooked that thing, takes me over there. It's like a contextual thing. I walk up to wherever I get the prompt and I do it. But, and I'll show you later on the gameplay, there are there are moments where you can like discover the grappling hook moments, which I think adds a level of like, okay, cool, like I can discover things in the dungeons, which is nice.
This is funny because I didn't end up doing any of this. I couldn't, I didn't know. We started playing and I like jumped immediately back into like, oh, we're playing Persona and I'm gonna fight all these like mini bosses on the hallways and stuff like that. And I'm like, what am I here to do again? Yeah. Like, it's so hard not to just get back into the groove of playing Persona.
Yeah, that was my thing too. Is I was like, all right, how do I heal my members? How do I all right, I want to go through all this in one go. And I was like, wait a second, this isn't even my save. Like, why do I care so much?
I don't have my like healing items from the doctor.
So this is the thing that you can discover now. Yeah, these are hidden through the dungeons. I'm not sure they're actually. They explain what it is, but it's a will seed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Morgana just said it. A will seed.
Yeah. This is a result. I call it a will seed. But yeah, you're using your grappling hook to find things like this.
It's just like a discoverability thing on your map, right? Yeah. Do you use like your sense thing?
Yes, and all that comes up. Perfect. It's gonna explain in a second. It may not be as prized as a treasure, but it's still quite the rare find. Oh, actually, no. I think what this does is it gives you more SP.
Oh, perfect.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because that was my problem with doing the first two like save points that they gave us, was that I had just run out of SP by the time I got to like the things that I actually needed it for.
They give you the choice. Well, they don't really give you the choice. They do the thing where they give you two options to say the same thing.
Yeah.
So you take it. And then I believe it just gives you more SP.
Dun, dun, dun.
Red Lust Seed.
Do you think you're going to play through all of this again?
That's like the big question for me. Because up until now, I've said yes.
Okay.
I'm down to replay Persona 5 all 120 plus hours now. But with how busy this year is, it's starting to become more and more like, oh, we'll see. And playing this... I think playing this has been a turning point for me because up until now I've been like, okay, yeah, like I'm down to do it. Playing it again, I'm like, okay, it is a lot of the same game, which has me at a conflicted place because Persona 4 Golden did it and people love Persona 4 Golden and like these games have a precedent of re-releasing the whole game with expanded content. Their location within the palace, a palace ruler's cognition, blah, blah, blah. Items called will seeds will appear. There are three will seeds in each palace, and you'll recover a small amount of SP. So there you go.
That's cool.
And so you can find those now. But I found that while exploring this palace, it felt very samey outside of these bits of like, oh, cool, they've added like a new room or like the grappling hook stuff. And, you know, that stuff is a bit cool. And I think in some ways it'll help you get through the palaces quicker because I found one area actually here where I was able to find a place where I can grapple hook up to, and it seemed like it allowed me to then skip a point.
So those stars are like the designation that it's like a grappling point?
Yeah.
Yes. That is correct. I didn't notice that, but that makes sense because I did grapple hook to where those stars were. but yeah, like I'm still trying to figure out because I like some of the story stuff too. Yeah. That's like the thing for me is like the dungeon stuff. I'm like, okay, like this stuff is cool. The story stuff with Kasumi so far, I really like her character and I'm sold on her. And so I don't know. What about you?
I'm a little bit torn too. I do feel like this demo was also a turning point for me. I love Persona 5. I think it's a great game. But from what I saw, and granted, like this is a short 45 minute, even, and I even feel like we played closer to probably an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Demo for a 100+ hour game.
To interrupt you, right? Like my hand right here is like glowing and I didn't know what was happening. So
does that
like,
mean you can grapple?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what that meant because I was trying to figure out where is it glowing? And then I ended up using my sense.
And then you could find.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the buttons because it's been so long.
Right.
But
that's the hardest thing with doing a demo for a game like this.
So I used my sense and I was like, oh, snap. Okay, what's this? And I'm pretty sure the hand means that there's a grapple hook area near you. And then boom, I found that. And then I did some more searching. And
it looks like there's another grapple hook.
Yeah, there's one like up there that I looked at. And I was like, oh, snap. And so I do like the fact that then
that's
gives you.
That's a way cooler mechanic than I had thought it was.
Yes.
Just
and it gives you more reason to use your sense abilities,
which I never used.
Yeah, like I never really used that in Persona 5 originally. Like a little bit, but never, like, it didn't feel significant. Like, never felt like I had to use it at any point.
Because I feel like you could see most of the threats that were around.
Yeah.
But, like, it was supposed to alert you to.
Yeah. I should also say I had no sound during my capture. Like, my demo had sound. For some reason, capture messed up. And so that's why I've dubbed music over it, so you might not have noticed.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, so, like, there you go.
I'm really digging this new mechanic because I think for a lot of people who do want to go back and replay, this will definitely, this grappling thing that seems like it's gonna get you through some things faster, like, will help with some of the pacing, especially earlier on in the game. And like, a lot of the, this entire first pile of this, which takes like 10 hours to get through, is the entire tutorial essentially of the game. And so, like, I think it's
I do think they added the grappling hook partly to help you skip through certain parts,
right?
Yeah,
because so it seemed like I skipped through like a whole few rooms there when I grappled hooked up. And so
it's Cafe Daddy.
Yeah. So I hear I transitioned to the open world stuff, or not open world, but overworld, I guess, stuff. They've added a new area,
correct?
Called Ichijo. It'll come up in a second.
Kichijoji.
And so I'm going to travel there in a second. But I wish... So I didn't spend as much time as I wanted to in the world.
Yeah.
Because I started off in the dungeons thinking that that's where I was going to find the new stuff. I should have just started off in the world. Because when I transitioned to the world, that's where I was like, okay, here we go. Here's the new content that seems like it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, I agree. I spent way too much just playing Persona in this. Getting caught up in, like, kind of that thing rather than looking at the newer content, which is...
So, yeah, Kichijoji.
This. There was also another save point. Did you put this in there? The Kamoshida boss battle has some, like, additional content.
Did it? Okay, so I did that. But it's
been so long since I've played that, like, I couldn't tell you by playing through it what was new about it.
Yeah, that was one of those things where I went to that save during the demo, and I was like, I can't figure out where the new stuff is, and so I was just like, you know what, I'm running out of time, I'm just going to get into the open world. So this is me running around Kichijoji, you said?
Yeah.
Kichijoji, and kind of looking at what's around, which I don't know if there was much stuff in the demo for me to access. Like, the more you play Persona, the more kind of like things you kind of unlock in the world.
It's always just fun to have a new area to look around and all these new shops and like... What that means for new challenges, for skill points and stuff like that, too.
And so I ran around really quickly so you can kind of see like what the area looks like. And then I stopped by this one building where you can play darts and billiards.
Ooh. But you can't actually play billiards, right?
You can't actually play billiards, which was a thing that was a bummer. Because you can play darts. And that was the thing that they stressed during the demo. They were like, oh, you can play darts and there's actual dart mechanics. But they give you the choice here. And it said, let's play darts or let's play billiards. And I was like, oh, I'm going to play billiards. If you're saying I could play billiards, I'm going to play billiards. And you can't actually, like, there's no mini game for billiards, but it does.
It's essentially like just when you read on the train, right? It's just like another thing you do.
It's like a social thing.
It's the thing you do with your confidants. Yeah. Yeah. And so that helps you increase your relationship and in your skill points.
It's like a passive activity.
Exactly. And so they have like the cutscene that shows you like, okay, yeah, here are you and your friends. And like, it's more additional content, you know, as far as like
conversational
stuff, which is fun. But I was a bit bummed that you could play darts. And I did play darts later on in the darts minigame. Actually, pretty fun.
Oh.
But I'll talk about that later.
Is it... Because I didn't play... I just, like, kind of explored around. And then I played through a little bit further so I could get... Because I wanted to try and have more conversations with the new party member whose name I can never remember.
Kasumi.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I got a trophy.
Oh, look at you. A trophy you're going to have to get all over again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we'll see it in a little bit, but darts plays kind of like the like batting game, batting cage. Like,
I don't think I ever played the batting cage game.
What? Oh, really?
No. Oh, it was so fun.
So this is Kasumi here.
Oh.
She's so cute.
She is amazing.
She's so cute.
So what's her backstory again? Like, how are they introducing her to the? Did you guys get any sense of?
We didn't get
so,
any
yeah,
of
we
that
didn't
in
really
here.
Get when she was first introduced. But by the time you, So, did you get the phone conversation with them where they seemed to be talking about somebody spying on them or something? Or was that just, like...
I don't think I got that.
Because I they had one of the phone, like, the text conversations where they're talking about somebody. I was like, are they talking about Kasumi? Or was this, like, a story beat that I missed?
I think that's Makoto, because Makoto is trying to figure out what the fuck they're up to.
That's what it was. Yeah. Okay, so I was confused at first. And I was like, this seems familiar, but I can't remember if this was, like, a thing or a new thing.
But like,
Kasumi's whole thing is she's, like, an honor student.
Yeah, and, like, doesn't she transfer here, like, the same time you do as well? Like,
yeah,
she's
that
also
was from
new...
the first trailer, I think, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, here,
You're just like,
she needs to get home, and it was raining, and, you know, like, what am I going to do? can't let her get wet in the rain. And so I busted out the umbrella, because the homie Morgana packed an umbrella for me.
Always having your back on that one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Morgana. Sure. We didn't get any opportunity to look into the new...
The Thieves' Den?
Well, I looked at the Thieves' Den a little bit. I can talk about that. But the new confidant, who's like a school counselor.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to see anything from that. But
that's a bummer because he looks real hot.
I know. So... Persona, you know, just the series of inappropriate relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Students, teachers, people in power, you know. But I'm kind of bummed because I did wanted to see what his kind of vibe is.
Yeah, like what he helps you with, like,
yeah.
What to level up in and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, what his perk is. Because, like, yeah, the teacher gives you, like, extra time to do stuff. But what would he do for you?
Mm. Well, here the... NPCs, like the other characters, are kind of making fun of her, and they're like, oh, she's so smart. Oh, she's like a special snowflake. And she's nice about it. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. You shouldn't need to deal with a misunderstanding like that. She seems great.
Yeah.
She seems great, Barrett. There might be a Makoto replacement here. Ooh.
No.
See, that's so interesting because I...
Nah, man.
I wasn't, like, hugely in love with any of the girls.
Like, not I even think Makoto?
I think they're all, like... relatively fine.
Oh, how dare you.
The one that I liked most was the Shoji player.
Ifumi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she's supposed to be like a full-blown party member, but then...
And that's like another interesting choice, too, is that like she was originally supposed to be a party member, and then like we have this whole expanded version of Persona 5, and then we don't even get like that added to it. Instead, it's someone else.
And like, it's probably because I like... leveled her up, but like I feel like I had a way better like time with that than I did with like ever getting to know Haru.
See, that was my thing, is I didn't even level Hifumi all the way up, even though I wanted to, but at a certain point I was like, I don't want to waste time, I want to make sure I get all my core members leveled up. And even with that, I was like, I liked Hifumi way better than Haru.
I feel like a lot of us liked a lot of other people over Haru, but I think that's also just like Haru's the last party member that you get, and you get her like 80 to 90 hours into the game.
And at that point,
like,
you already have your, like, party figured out.
And you're invested in all these other characters that you spent, like,
they also don't make
like,
her, like,
so...
that, like, interesting, I feel like. Because in Persona 4, like, who's the last person? Wasn't it Rise?
I've never played Persona 4.
I want to say it was Rise.
Who's, like, I feel like a lot of people's favorite character.
Yeah, like, Rise and Naoto, and, like, a lot of the later confidants or social links you get in your party are, like, the best characters.
All right, it's time to play Dark Bliss.
Yeah, so this is what... So... I went back to the place because I was like, all right, well, there's no Billiards minigame, and I'm going to play a minigame in this demo.
I'm going to do something.
And so I went and I played darts, and I could choose my teammate, who I chose, however you want to pronounce it. And darts is interesting because I learned very quickly, I don't know the rules to darts. Apparently, you're not just supposed to aim at the bullseye every time.
Really?
So
yeah, I know.
Darts is kind of like pool in the sense that, like, you could play it you can play a bunch of different games with the same board and pieces. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on
what rule set you're going with.
Yeah. Cause there's one where you need to get, like, the closest number of points to something. So you're trying to, like,
hit and
specific.
I think that was the version where we're playing.
Honestly, I think.
So it's all motion controls.
That's weird. I feel like I'll never play that.
You press you press a button, and it essentially brings up like a sphere, and then like there's a dot that's bouncing in the sphere, and then you have to hit the dot, and then that'll determine where the thing lands.
I feel like this was probably a little like they actually made this a mini game over pool, because I think Darts Live 3 might be like, I think that looks like a partnership with some company, so they were probably like, oh, like, let's flesh out a minigame.
Oh, look
at
you!
This. Yeah, dude, I was getting it until I realized I was playing wrong. Well, I guess I didn't get a bullseye there, but... Yeah, I believe... Actually, I don't even see the score. Oh, yeah, on the bottom left, like, the score, 232. Yeah. So every time I hit the board, the score goes down, and I believe I'm supposed to hit it to zero, but I'm still not positive if that's how darts works.
So, if you're planning on playing this, make sure to read the tutorial.
Yeah, figure out how darts works, because I was pretty bad. I was pretty upset, because I thought I was doing great.
So, did you guys get to check out the new palace at all?
No.
No.
And see, I think this might have been... because you guys are a little lukewarm about Royal now. I feel like they showed you the wrong things to sell you on Royal as Persona 5 fans, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, a reminder, this is a game where they show you, like, the little breadcrumbs added, but they didn't show you, like, the cake, you know?
Yeah, it's a hard game to demo. I'll definitely give them that because it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I got an hour to demo. How do I find the new stuff? And I spent a lot of time, like, running around in the old stuff because, like, they didn't necessarily, like, point you. Somebody sneezed very loudly in there. Bless you. But, yeah, they didn't necessarily point us in any sort of direction. And so, as I was fighting, like, when I was in Kamoshida's dungeon and I was doing the grappling hook stuff, like, I was like, all right, like, I could see how this would translate to other dungeons and I could see how this would, like, add, like, a certain layer, but it didn't necessarily.
If that means that I don't have to do this dumb mouse puzzle in the.
Oh, you will.
Ooh, yeah.
But if like will. I could grappling hook around it. God,
I mean,
you might be able to skip some of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see how that would add a certain layer. I don't know if that necessarily speaks.
I think it's more of just like a hey, if you're replaying this, like this could speed up some things if you know you don't need to like level up a lot here or grind here in this specific part, you can kind of like move around quickly throughout the palace in this like more expedited way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the story stuff, like the actual like character stuff, Kasumi specifically, I was like, I like her character so far. And from what I gather, the ways in which they add stuff to the overworld, like, I can never remember the name of this place. Kichi. I always want to say Inky Dojiko because that's freaking Cali Plaguey's Twitter. Yeah. And so that's the West what
Dang
it sounds
it.
Like.
Why'd you have to say that? Now that's going to be stuck in my head. It's Kichi Joji. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Kichi Joji seems cool. And like the trailer stuff seems cool. Like all that stuff is enough to make me kind of want to replay Persona 5.
Mm.
But the fact that it's still a whole game of Persona 5. Like, I do wish this is, like, I do partly wish this is just DLC.
Yeah.
And I can just jump into the new stuff. But I understand why they do it like this. Like, this is kind of what people want, I imagine.
And it's weird because, like, Persona 4 Golden, I feel like, was an opportunity to bring back a game from the PS2, right? To give it to a new audience and, like, have it be this whole remaster and have it be this big deal where this feels like a remaster for a game that came out three years ago at this point. Yeah. Like, it's weird.
They could have held this for, like, PS5 or something and made it a bigger thing. Or Switch, but who knows what's going on there.
Yeah,
and I'm just, like, interested in, because there was 4 years between Persona 4 and Persona 4 Golden.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Persona 4 came out in, like, 2008.
Yeah.
On the PS2?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is.
But I'm just so also fascinated about the differences between Persona 5 Royal and Persona 5 Scramble. So interesting that it looks like Scramble is like kind of the more proper story sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just an expanded story. But then does that take into account changes that they're making or like additions that they're making with P5R?
Yeah.
And like how all of that kind of is going to shake out.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I talked about this last week on PS I Love You where I was like, yeah, Scramble seems like it's more, almost more additional content than Royal is. Like, if I was a Persona fan and had to choose one between playing Scramble or playing Persona 5 Royal, I might pick Scramble, honestly.
I think I would, too, because I would want... That seems like entirely new content.
Yeah.
And this is, like, 80%, maybe, percent, like this, if not more.
This is definitely for two people, right? It's for somebody who hasn't played Persona 5 and wants to jump in, you know, like... Obviously, play this version because it's gonna.
This seems like the definitive version.
This is gonna be the definitive version. And two, it's for like the hardcore fans that do like want more to chew on. Like, want to go back and want to be like, oh yeah, like I miss Persona 5. I want a reason to replay it. Okay, cool. There's a reason to replay it. And then also, I get like the expanded story stuff. Like, it feels like it's for those two people. But if you're somebody who already played Persona 5 and you're like, okay, well, do I like how worth it is it going back and playing Royal? Like, I'm not saying it's not going to be worth it, because I think it's going to be for some people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, man, it's a long game. Like, it's a lot of commitment to go back and replay some of this content.
Yeah, I think my plan is going to be, because I am going to replay it. I think I'm going to put it on, like, the lowest difficulty level, the one below easy, so I can kind of just, like, and probably auto battle through most of the dungeon stuff, just so I can... So I don't have to do as much of the grind, but I can still have the benefit of like being able to do the story and
like re-experiencing
that.
The cool moment and then like leading into the new semester and like the new palace and stuff like that.
Because playing it on easy or on normal difficulty isn't, I don't know, I don't think it's going to change any of that stuff. No. So it's like, man, if I can cut some of those hours down by just kind of powering through all of the stuff that I've already experienced and know, and I understand that I don't need to like really grind through everything again, then I think that makes it a little bit more enticing to go back and do all of this. But I'm excited. I'm still excited to play through it and see what all the new content is. I just wish we got to see a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm excited for all the new additions. This is the end of March. This
March
is coming 31st. Yeah. So like, there's, since everything is being delayed for everything in spring, this actually, like, that was a big relief, because now the only game really close to this that I really care about is Final Fantasy
VII. Eternal.
Doom Eternal, I'm gonna beat in like 3 days.
Animal Crossing?
No, I'm not playing Animal Crossing. Oh. Don't pretend like you're playing Animal Crossing.
I'm probably not gonna play Animal Crossing.
And so like
Resident Evil 3.
That's the only like really big, like, it's Final Fantasy 7 will probably be a little lengthy, but this, I'll have a good couple months to chew on this before we get to the Last of Us, the Cyberpunks, the whatnot. Yeah. And so yeah, I'm like super ready to go back. I'm excited.
Actually, are you playing Resident Evil 3? Because that comes out 3 days after this. Really? No?
I'm not a Resident Evil guy. We've had this conversation like
really
five times.
Probably. Stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm not a huge scary Game Boy. And so, like, I'm excited to have an excuse to go back. The, like, updated, like, graphics and stuff. Like, there's actually going to be PS4 Pro support, which was, like, a big frustration of mine when the game originally came out. That it wasn't, like, it was made for the PS4 and the PS3, but not really the Pro. And so I'm excited for all these little tweaks to just give an excuse to get back into that world. I love that world so much. So I'm pumped for it.
Joe Noel, any final thoughts?
I'm stressed out about having to balance this and Animal Crossing, because they came out like 11 days. Within 11 days, I'm
that's
trying
my thing
to check
too.
The dates.
Like, I'm stressed about having to balance this and like four other games.
Yeah, March 20th for Animal Crossing. And then...
We gotta find a name for that block, for that late March going into the early April block.
Just
because I feel like a few years ago, it was like, I guess we could call it Hell Week. I think it was called Boner Jam a few years ago. I think that was a What's Good Games. What's Good Games, I think was them. I think it was them.
Is that like a mashup of things?
Because that was like the day where it was like Assassin's Creed Origins and Mario Odyssey and like one other game.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein 2.
But it's not like a mashup of like the titles.
No. It wasn't like Assassin's Odyssey. Actually, there is an Assassin's Creed Odyssey now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching this kind of funny first impressions of Persona 5 Royal. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Smash that like button. Is that a thing that we do? Smash that like button?
I guess so, if you want to. We'll be back here with more Persona 5 Royal review kind of thing, I imagine.
Yeah. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.